Thank you. That's a very impressive overview, and you are great to give it to us today. I wonder how the students are reacting and whether it's become a competitive advantage in terms of recruiting students to UIS.
A competitive advantage that we have these activities going on?
Yes, that is in the recruitment process.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly mention our activities in this area, and when students come out for preview day, they meet with other students in addition to meeting with faculty and staff. And one of our most active and energetic organizations is the Students Allied for a Greener Earth. And what we find is that students from a variety of majors are interested in these efforts. So I think it does serve us well in that regard.
Also, I'd like to add that on the preview days that Harry mentioned, we have a series of panels for students and for parents as well. And I work with Cynthia Thompson to kind of coordinate some of those or host one of the roundtable discussions we have in sustainability, and how involved students are really has an impact on prospective students. And even once they come to orientation, we have another roundtable and we discuss sustainability again. So I've seen that it's been a huge concern for the students, but also for the parents as well. Parents are interested in how their students will they have the opportunity to get involved in initiatives like these.
And that resonates with me. I'd say for when we're out in the market hiring people, particularly entry-level jobs, we get a lot of questions around sustainability, and our sustainability story ends up being an advantage when we're recruiting employees. So I assume it's helpful there as well. Are there any other questions?
I have a question. Has UIS initiated the energy management policy that was proposed in the 2008 energy report?
Well, we've done various steps. And, you know, one of those steps had to do with the thermostats and mm-hmm. those settings. We're working on the computer shutdown, so we're taking them one by one.
Okay. Well, Michael, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I didn't know when Chancellor Alamirs asked me to be here in her stead that you might pass me a soapbox on sustainability, one of my favorite topics. I will restrain myself because, in fact, she invited Vice Chancellor Mark Donovan and the head of our sustainability office, Cindy Klein-Benai, to make a presentation, but let me make just a few comments about the general strands as I see them. One of those is in energy consumption. As was mentioned, I was co-chair of the Energy Task Force, and it identified many opportunities across the university where investments in improved systems, control systems, improvement in HVAC ultimately could save a great deal of money. And there are the areas like lighting and replacing of lighting systems where the payback is at the order of a year and 18 months in some instances. So concentrating on energy has been one of the places where I've certainly put in my time. We have projects on our campus that I've highlighted for the Board of Trustees in the past. I can't remember how many of you have heard those presentations, but as we've been renewing the NETCHA architecture buildings for instruction on the east side using principally AFMA funds but other sources as well, we've been using thermal wells so that they operate on a heat pump system that reduces their energy consumption to about 50% and provides continuous air conditioning and heating over the course of the year by pumping in and out of the earth, and that's one of our highlights. We've had programs to work on waste streams to reduce the amount coming in and to recycle that going out. We've been working on behaviors with signage and educational programs, trying to change the behaviors of people on the campus and of the students. We have educational programs so that students will understand in the future how important sustainability is to our planet. And we've been developing further activities in research. We had the good fortune to bring on to our faculty Professor George Crabtree from Argonne, National Academy of Sciences member, physicist, and an alumnus of UIC, who is now spearheading a major initiative around energy. But with that brief overview of some of the dimensions, I will turn it over to my colleagues and Mark Donovan.
Good morning. a few prepared comments from Chancellor Mears, and I'll turn it over to Dr. Clamonet for the formal presentation. We are very proud of the extensive and significant efforts we have made as a campus to counter global warming and move our society towards a healthier, more stable, and sustainable lifestyle. We all recognize climate change is a serious issue facing us today. Mayor Daley has indicated his commitment to make Chicago the most environmentally friendly city in the nation, and UIC intends to play a leading role. On Earth Day 2010, the Faculty Senate approved the campus sustainability vision and mission statements. That vision statement, the University of Illinois at Chicago is committed to environmental sustainability in all aspects of its mission and will challenge itself to consistently perform all of its functions in the most sustainable ways. The University of Illinois at Chicago, as part of the local and global community, strives to be a responsible steward of the environment. As such, UIC seeks to minimize its environmental impact both now and in the future, consistent with the financial and social viability of the institution and the relevance of its academic programs. Through its education, research, and operation, UIC will create a campus environment in which sustainable practices and policies are visible and evident to all. UIC's goals are guided by our multiple sustainability commitments. With that, I'll turn it over to Dr. Benign.
Thank you. The Town Warrant Declaration that UIC signed in April 2009 commits us to increase awareness, create an institutional culture of sustainability, and educate for environmentally responsible citizenship. There are over 400 signatories to this commitment in over 50 countries. We have met all the initial requirements for the American College and University President's Climate Commitment by completing a campus-wide emission inventory and developing a climate action plan which outlines our strategies, and I believe you have a copy of that. Our goals and actions to reduce our overall greenhouse gas emissions by more than 80% by 2050. There are more than 686 signatories nationwide, and UIC was an inaugural signatory in 2007. And the Chancellor recently signed the new Illinois Campus Sustainability Compact with the goal of getting gold, the highest level recognition, for a broad range of initiatives by 2015. And I have to say that we're very close to being there already. Now, this diagram illustrates how UIC is becoming a sustainable institution. We bring together the activities of students, faculty, staff, and the administration. The Office of Sustainability helps us look at these activities through the lens of sustainability principles. These activities that are listed to the right of the lens can then be focused towards our sustainability benchmarks. For our campus to truly become sustainable, we must change the way we weigh and make decisions across the institution, thus the behavioral change that surrounds all of those activities. Our real measure of success, however, will be if we graduate students who make their decisions in their careers and personal lives that are informed by their environmental, social, and economic impacts. Now, this is a pie chart of our greenhouse gas emissions. You can see building energy, which is represented by the pink and blue parts. The purchased electricity is blue, and the emissions from our power plants is pink. Commuting to campus is green, and the other smaller contributions are in the lighter pink. We fiscal year 2010, we generated just under 300,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalents, which is about the same as 51,000 cars on the road. Our climate action plan describes our overall reduction strategies, and I'm going to show some examples of those through things we're already doing. Green building, as mentioned by Provost Tanner. Lincoln Hall was awarded a LEED Gold certification. We were truly pleased with this accomplishment since we had aspired for silver. On the renewable energy front, we received a grant for the Douglas Hall solar panel installation from the Illinois Clean Energy Community Foundation to be installed as part of the renovation that is going for LEED Silver, but we're striving for gold there as well. Predicted to generate 59.1 megawatt hours of electricity annually, Lincoln Hall's solar panels have already generated that much in 9 months. This is the equivalent of powering 174,000 light bulbs for one day. And we have offset about 49 tons of carbon through that project. We have a number of outreach events and awareness activities. UIC featured a wide array of events to mark the 40th anniversary of Earth Day, including a visit by Governor Quinn. UIC's third annual Sustainability Week in September included the Great Stuff Exchange, an office supply exchange, campus electronics recycling event, turn off the light switch sticker distribution, and a launch of the Sustainability Lunch and Learn lecture series, as well as a transit fair. The new Energy Council, led by George Crabtree, that Provost Tanner mentioned, is planning several sustainability and energy programs, including a spring course offering for undergraduates called Energy for the Citizen Decision Maker, and a two-week summer institute on energy and sustainability. While focused on our campus, we're trying to make this a Chicago area or state event. This group will continue to look at integrating sustainability into the curriculum and how to broaden UIC's research in these areas with a particular focus on urban sustainability. We also have, through facilities management, co-funded an energy auditing class with the College of Engineering and the Energy Resources Center. The end product of that course will be recommendations for energy efficiency for that facility that they audited. Much of the campus initiatives related to local food and urban agriculture at UIC reside at the Jane Addams Hull House. For the third year, they are running Rethinking Soup, a weekly modern-day soup kitchen that is a public and communal event where people gather together and eat delicious, healthy soup and have fresh, organic conversation about sustainable food issues. Hull House also runs an heirloom farm, and with the Office of Sustainability, hosted our own farmers market this past summer. Now, as mentioned before, energy is one of our biggest strategies. The metering project and shadow billing program are moving along with 23 state buildings centrally monitored for electricity, chilled water, and hot water or steam consumption, and that should be complete by the end of 2010. And a prototype of the shadow billing will be distributed at college level in December. We continue efficiency projects such as lighting. We will have installed over 47,000 more efficient light bulbs, receiving over $1 million in grants and rebates from the Illinois Clean Energy Community Foundation and the Illinois DCEO. Campus energy consumption has leveled off in the last 2 years as a result of the projects I mentioned, and we are now in a position that leverages us for future reductions. The expansion of UIC's recycling program continues with support from two grants totaling nearly $70,000, again from DCEO. Overall waste recycled on campus surpassed 40% this spring, doubling the 2008 rate. This is due to increased recycling and decreased waste production, down by 900 tons. Much of that, I think, is due to reducing paper use, and potentially netting the campus $400,000 in landfill fee reductions and revenue from recyclables. And this chart displays the UIC's total waste stream, where blue represents materials recycled, while gray represents what ends up going to landfill. You can see over time the amount recycled has decreased in the last 2 years. Our total waste generation has decreased. And for each year, the blue value divided by the total column, gives us the recycling rate, which can be seen here. UIC can be proud that its recycling rate has doubled in the last decade, with significant increases since the Office of Sustainability was created and began working with the recycling program.
In conclusion, UIC is tracking its progress as a STARS Charter participant. The Association for Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education's STARS program is the only one of its kind that involves publicly reporting comprehensive information related to a college or university's sustainability performance in the areas of administration, curriculum and research, and operations. Finally, the Committee on Sustainability and Energy is working on UIC's implementation plan, and we will continue to report to the President and the Board of Trustees on our progress towards becoming a more sustainable campus. I'm truly proud and excited about the level of interest